Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our blog and all the other things that are there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including listening to the show on the internet. If you listen on the radio, you can go back and listen to it again on the internet. Lots of different ways. And you probably are going to want to do that, because you're going to want to hear some things. I predict you're going to want to hear some things today over again, because Catherine O'Meara is with us, and she's going to have some important things to talk to us about your growth, your personal and your corporate growth. Catherine has spent many years helping individuals and organizations grow through coaching, consulting, strategic planning. She and Dan Sullivan have a brand new book out called The Laws of Lifetime Growth. Always make your future bigger than your past. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your book.
Thanks. It's great to have it out in the world.
Yeah, I bet it is. Well, I'm excited about telling my audience about it, because I think your book's going to help a lot of folks. And talk to us, when you think of growth, when you say to one of your entrepreneurial clients that you work with, that you coach, when you think of growth, when you're giving them the little preamble before you actually sit down and work with them, what do you tell them?
Growth is really about making your future bigger than your past. And what I mean by that is that it's about taking charge of your future and making it full of greater opportunity and possibility, more satisfying, more fulfilling, creating a future that's more meaningful than everything you've done up until now. So one of the questions we sometimes have people ask themselves is, if everything you've done up until now is just the beginning, what's next?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever, now when you guys think of growth, you don't think of, I mean, the materialistic side of growth for you is just one element, right? I mean, when you think of growth, you think of really the holistic approach, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, because we work with entrepreneurs, you can't really separate an entrepreneur's business life from their personal life.
That being in small business weaves a fine seam between the owner and the business.
Sure. And quality of life is very important, too, because if you're not enjoying the life that you have as an entrepreneur, then, you know, what are you doing it for?
Mm-hmm.
So your business really, as it grows, should support the quality of life that you want to have. And that's something that a lot of entrepreneurs seem to lose somewhere along the way as they're growing.
Why do you think that is?
I think what happens is that as people become more successful and more involved in their businesses, life just becomes very complex. And that complexity actually makes it even more difficult to move forward and more difficult to pay attention to the things that actually improve quality of life. You get very much caught up in the day-to-day efforts to run your business, in taking advantage of opportunities that come up, in dealing with the challenges, putting out fires, all those things that just sort of hold it together. And you can lose sight of what it takes to actually grow and get to the next level, because that sometimes requires stepping outside and getting a bigger strategic perspective on what you're doing.
The colloquialism that I think about, the slang term, so to speak, that I think that probably people will recognize, Catherine, is they start letting the tail wag the dog.
Yes.
Don't you think so?
Absolutely. That's a very good way to put it. And, you know, it just happens very subtly, and then one day you realize, wait a minute, this isn't what I got.
All of a sudden you realize that, you know, my business is not working for me. I'm working for my business.
That's right.
And another feeling that you'll get, Catherine, is you'll get the feeling that you're working for your employees. On some levels, that's a good thing, because you want to support the success of your employees, but that's not the main reason you're in business.
That's right. And actually, you know, you can support your employees by having a very thriving, growing business and allowing, you know, their growth to actually be aligned with the growth of the business, too. And that's one of the best ways to support your employees and still support your own growth as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that, you know, if entrepreneurs can keep growing throughout their careers, that they actually want to stay in their business as opposed to, you know, trying to sell it off to someone else or get out of it or retire, that the secret to really enjoying being in your business and to using your business as the stepping stone to get everything you want out of your life is really to just keep growing, both yourself and your business.
Everything you want out of your life. You've talked to a lot of people. What do you think? I remember there's a lyric to a song where they goes, "All we want is everything." And when you said everything you want out of life, what do you find that people are wanting out of life, out of their lives?
Well, you know, they want a lot of things. When entrepreneurs first approach us, often they're very overwhelmed and they just want some simplicity in their lives compared to where they are now. But as they progress and they begin to unravel some of that complexity, you find that they want to be able to use their talents and their capabilities as entrepreneurs to do things that are very meaningful to them. And that may mean spending more time with their family, making a contribution there. It may mean doing something in their community. It may mean taking their business to another level where they're able to just create a lot more value for people. The possibilities grow, and this is part of how you make your future bigger than your past, is the possibilities grow the more you are able to grow into a position where you can really take charge of your future.
When you coach people and you ask them questions that the answer would be, what do they want out of their life, do you hear them saying more things that you're glad that they're saying, that they're saying, you know, I'd like to have more time with my family, I'd like to be able to play more golf, I'd like to be able to spend more time with my church or whatever? Or do you hear them saying more things like, I want to be a millionaire, I want a bigger car, I want a bigger boat, I want to join the country club? What are you hearing?
Generally speaking, it's the things you mentioned at the beginning. What people really want are the things that make their life more enjoyable, and usually that's not material things. And, that, you know, it may be material things at the beginning. We have entrepreneurs who've gone through that phase where they've bought multiple houses and toys and they've had their private jets, but they always reach a certain point where that's not enough anymore.
They find out something that I talk about on this show, Catherine, and that is that if you can't be happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with money and stuff.
Sure. Yeah, and, you know, it may take having some money and stuff first to realize that for some people, but with the laws in this book, you understand how to not let those things trap you, because often the trouble that we find with growth is that those things become things that actually keep you growing further.
The book is called The Laws of Lifetime Growth. Always make your future bigger than your past. That's law number one, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about learning. Always make your learning greater than your experience. That's the second law. With Catherine Nomura, right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Catherine Nomura. Catherine, am I saying your name correctly?
Yes, you are.
Good. Catherine, tell us where the book's available. The book is called The Laws of Lifetime Growth.
The book is available everywhere right now, but for any of your listeners who want a special gift, I'll just let you know that if they buy the book on Amazon.com tomorrow and just forward along their order confirmation to us at lifetimegrowth@strategiccoach.com, we'll send them a special supplement on how to apply the laws, especially to their businesses, which is kind
of
interesting. So
you'll kind of give them a customized, a little something customized there.
Yeah, something customized from our experience with working with our entrepreneurial clients over the years. And it's actually quite a meaty little piece, so it's worth getting.
So they order from Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and then send you, and then forward to you their purchase?
Confirmation. That Amazon sends you to say that your order's been placed. And then from that, we'll be able to email them back the document.
Give them that email address again, please.
It's lifetimegrowth@strategiccoach.com.
All right. So buy the book tomorrow on Amazon. That's Tuesday. And then email it to lifetimegrowth@strategiccoach.com. Strategiccoach.com. And they'll send you the supplement that will help you specifically in your business. All right, Catherine, thank you for that offer. Law number two, always make learning greater than your experience. Talk to us about that.
Yes. Well, this is a really important law for growth, because all growth comes from learning, and we all have lots of experience, but where we differ is that we don't always make as great a use of that experience. People who keep growing take their past experience and use that to do things better in the future. And it's especially important in business. The one thing you don't want to do is have a negative experience and just sort of sweep it under the carpet and pretend that it doesn't exist. If you do that, you just create a mess. And, you know, we've seen lots of clients who've created lots of messes in various ways throughout their careers. It doesn't really go away. But if you can take that experience and look at what worked and what didn't work in that situation and use that as the basis to change the way you do things in the future, and you can do this in your personal life too, then you'll extract the maximum learning out of that experience, and often what you learn can be extremely valuable. There's nothing more valuable than your own experience for creating learning, creating growth.
You know, Catherine, there's a quote that a friend of mine said, Tom Feltenstein said, be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Yes.
Isn't that a great quote?
Yeah, that's a great quote. And, you know, that actually touches on another law, always make your questions bigger than your answers. Because we find, you know, that people who would rather defend their answers than ask really genuine new questions also get stuck and they stop growing. It's really important to always be asking, what can I do? How can we make the future bigger than the past? What is the next step? And not think that you already know.
Do you know, Catherine, do you feel that growth is, that growing in the 21st century is different from growing in the 20th century?
Well, you know, I think the principles are the same, but
the pace is
different.
The velocity of change is what's different, isn't it?
Exactly. There's so much more complexity in life today. We have so many more things to try and think about and balance in our lives that you know, it's a lot more difficult to focus on the right things. And we have fewer guideposts. You know, a lot of the things that people used to depend on that would help them grow throughout their lives don't exist anymore. A lot of the cultural things, the societal things, some people...
Well, yeah, that. But also, a lot of those guideposts used to be planted in the ground.
Hmm.
Now they're sitting on a pedestal, prepared, ready to be moved at any moment.
That's right. And so the only thing that you can really rely on in order to grow is what comes from inside yourself. Those
are
the things you can control about your future. You can't control what goes on out in the world. That's very, very clear these days. Things are changing so quickly. But you can control your own ability to learn, your ability to contribute, the quality of your own performance, your ability to be grateful and appreciate things around you, the cooperation that you foster, your level of confidence, and your purpose and the questions that you ask. Those are all things that you have absolute control over. So those are the things that give you control of your own future.
When I think of the 20th century, Catherine, I think of corporate growth. I think of, when I say corporate, I don't mean legally structured corporate. I mean I'm growing for the good of the group.
Yes.
When I look at the 21st century, I see it more individual. What do you think?
Yes, I would agree with that, and I think that, you know, there's tremendous potential in the creative capabilities and the unique capabilities and the unique growth of individuals. But we each have to take responsibility for that, for doing that. When you look at growing today, it's about innovation, and the most innovative companies are the ones that not only have innovative leaders and then a bunch of followers, but have innovative employees and teams as well. So everybody is growth-oriented, and everybody sees their own personal growth aligned with where the company is going.
Right. Catherine, is there a website for the book?
There is. It's lifetimegrowth.com.
And can they find the book there? Can they find out a little bit more about the book there?
They can find out more about the book there. I'll also post something about the offer for tomorrow there, if people are interested.
I'd appreciate that. LifetimeGrowth.com, folks. You can find out more about how to buy the book, and how to get that special offer that she's offering to you today. The book is authored by Dan Sullivan and Catherine Nomura. It's called The Laws of Lifetime Growth, and you're going to hear more about it because Catherine, maybe even Dan, are going to be back with us another day. Catherine, congratulations on the book. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Dan.
Catherine Nomura, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Quick break, right back with Stephanie Winston. We're going to get organized.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.